Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Good afternoon.
Bronco, my boy.
All right. Back in the saddle. I feel like we haven't solo potted in a while, but that's not true.
Well, here's the beautiful aspect of it is we're doing it at the end of the day. We got plenty of time. We can do it before the day wraps up. But this way, pod can go out tomorrow morning.
We're trying
poor with our schedule, but it's just shit going on. But anyway, recording the pod. It's Monday. How we doing, dude?
Fine, pretty good. I feel not rested at all from the weekend because we did the party.
Same, yeah.
And then for some reason, I think because like we had the party on Saturday, and I came in early to clean because I knew that I didn't want to have to coordinate with everyone. And then I knew driving in, I'm like, Chris will be here before I get here.
Sunday?
Yeah. So he was already there.
Because you came back to clean up?
Yeah. I came back Sunday morning to clean up. And he had the same idea of it. He's like, well, I didn't want to like try to coordinate with everyone, so just easier to just start doing it. So he and I did it. It was fine.
Nice.
But and then I got home, but I was still like in that zone, you know what I mean? I was just going. You know what I mean?
It's like when
I
you
can't
leave,
relax.
It's like when you leave for work early for one reason or another and you weren't expecting
you're
it.
Like, and I'm
going to
go home
and
chill.
Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
I tell people, like, oh, just go home early for the day. I'm like, I will be in work mode until 6. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I can go home and I'll just pace around the house a lot. You know what I mean? So all I can really do is like go to the gym or something, like try to burn it off.
Yeah.
So when I got home, I was like, I can't settle. So I just need to I just deep clean the house.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I haven't relaxed at all. And I still feel like I'm coming out of my skin a little bit, so I gotta like try to chill out again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because we don't, we're good for a little while.
We're good now. We worked, you and I worked last Saturday for warehouse sale, had
that
Sunday
Saturday
off,
before and... I was in here, and the Saturday before that I was in here.
Really?
So it's been a month since I've done like a normal
damn
thing.
What were you doing on those Saturdays?
I met with Bob one. I don't remember what the other one was that covered for somebody for like half the
something.
Day. It doesn't
sure.
I don't remember all that. Yeah. It doesn't, that feels like a year ago, even though it was.
I feel like you pop down on Saturdays kind of anyway sometimes.
No, I do not.
Really?
Not unless there's something, because I know that I'll get sucked in. I don't even like driving past here on a Saturday, because I'll get sucked in. You know what I mean? Like one thing comes up and it's like, I might as well be here all day.
Yeah.
So
you see Glenn doing something dastardly on the sidewalk. Yeah. Gotta stop.
Yeah. So we can, what about you? Did you do anything? We'll get into party talk in a moment. Mm-hmm. But
Brondo, I know I always say it, took it real easy. Michan and I had, again, I'm trying to be less hyperbolic and not just say everything to the 100th degree. We did nothing, bro. Not a single thing. Woke up, sat on the couch, watched a couple hours of, ready for this? Grey's Anatomy. I'm a divorced woman from the Midwest.
I don't know what's...
Dude, I'm... So, Michan's been...
It's like, you're going to come in and be like, listen, I know some might sound crazy, but have you guys been to Chili's lately? Because what they're doing with food is really something else.
Yeah, listen, you know I like Chili's, but... Michan's been watching it.
You're going to get a Stanley mug. I can already see it.
No.
Stanley mug. You're already kind of like into trucks and dumb shit. You know what I mean? So it's like... it's coming, dude.
Yeah. I mean, bro, don't tempt me with a good time. You give me a little Chevy S10 for a couple grand, I'm liable to buy it. So... we'll see.
That's there. You can do that. Why do you always act like there's something in the way?
It's crazy to me. I don't know.
I don't think it's a good investment, but if it's what you want to do.
I want something that's a long-term project like that. Like reupholstering the seats in an S10 or whatever it is. I just want something to tinker with.
Well, how could you fit this into your busy schedule, I wonder?
I got a lot going on, buddy. Don't worry about it. I'll work it in.
I don't know how you could fit a hobby into this.
But no, bro, we did nothing. We napped and chilled. I took a 3-hour nap yesterday, and when I wasn't napping, I was consuming food or watching Grey's Anatomy, which it just happened. I'm sucked into it now, and I'm invested.
Like from the beginning?
No, Michan watched it at some point long ago, and she's been just casually rewatching it. Whenever I'm doing something, it's like the thing that she'll have on. And I walked in over the last couple days and just...
What would you be doing? What are you doing?
Playing video games.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly just playing video games.
Yeah.
But I'll come in and just through a little bit, I kind of got sucked in. I like it. It's drama. It's bad.
Can I ask you a question then? What do you push back on me so much for with all this shit? And then you'll watch Katherine Heigl poorly act out some drama?
Dude, I don't know. The thing is I'm turning the page, baby.
And the thing open is, you can't tell me it's comfort viewing because you didn't watch it originally, right?
So, no, I don't have the nostalgia factor, but I will say visually it does the same thing for me as a Gilmore Girls does, where it's just like, you know the period in time. It also, strangely enough, anybody that was like famous in that time makes an appearance in Grey's Anatomy.
Why don't you watch like ER? ER was better, I think.
I've never
George
even heard of
Clooney.
That.
You've never heard of ER? That's what Grey's Anatomy is all based on.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's tons of stars in ER.
Yeah.
Big ones, like A-listers, not Katherine Heigl. You know what I mean?
I like Katherine Heigl.
In what lately? What did you see Katherine Heigl in?
The last thing I've seen Katherine Heigl in besides Grey's is The Ringer.
Do not Johnny call it Grey's. You can't watch it for one day. I mean, coming in here calling it Grey's.
So, hey, buddy, I'm turning the corner. I will say I don't like the medical scenes. Like, sometimes when they're doing the surgery, there's one girl that gets in, like, a ferry accident and her face is all fucked up. I had to block the screen, dude, because they make it so jarring.
I hate going to the hospital. Hate it. Nothing makes me feel crazier than when I have to go to a hospital.
Yeah, dude.
I'm out of my mind in a hospital.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm sure.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the idea of watching anything that takes place in a hospital is a kind of a non-starter for
me. I have a thought, and I agree with you. I like the drama, but I don't necessarily love that it's medical. I have a thought. Do you think it's possible that you can like manifest something? You know what I'm saying? I'm worried in the back of my brain, the dumb part of me, which is mostly all of it. I'm worried in the back of my brain that by watching medical shows, I'm subtly giving myself. I'm planting sicknesses.
There is no question in my mind that you've been using ignorance to ignore problems in your life for a very long time. So,
I'm looking under the chair.
So, yes, you even thinking about a hospital to you, I understand where your head's at. No, I don't think that that can happen at all,
okay,
to be honest with you. Number one, they're not dealing in, like, normal stuff. They deal with, like, crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think you can just... I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I think that sometimes if you obsess over every single thing that your body's doing, like, that's probably not great. Mm-hmm. And
like, for instance, what I'm going to say is, like, I think if somebody were to kind of obsess and have, you know, super obsessive thoughts and over a prolonged period of time that they think they are going to develop arthritis, I think that you're like more likely to develop arthritis.
Well, and here's the small version of me, and I hesitate to go down this road with you at all, just to be clear, because you'll hear me kind of agree with you, like, yep, good, I'm okay to keep doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, I do think there's something, like, if you're starting to feel sick and you start going, oh, I just need to get under a blanket and get soup and blah, 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 blah. If you do that, your body's going to go, oh, shut it down, we're sick.
Yeah,
you know what
we're
mean?
Good, we're locked
so,
in.
Or at least your brain starts to, like, automatically allow your, I think your brain and body are connected. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. That being said, I do not think that if you had like a heart problem or a blood problem or something like serious, I don't think if you think about that more, that doesn't change if it's happening or not.
But think about placebo is real. Like when they do double blind studies and shit, you get effects by thinking that you're taking a pill that works. Now
that's the complete different. Like you cannot make that argument about cancer. If your body has cancer, it has cancer. You didn't decide that. I didn't go, I will allow it in now.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean?
But you don't think there's a? I'm just saying there's a lot we don't know. I'm just thinking if you're like,
there's a lot you don't know. I do agree in the medical field. There's a lot you don't know.
Me especially.
Yeah,
but
I don't know it either. But there's certainly like someone didn't go, well, I just got my mind thinking one night and suddenly I had a heart attack.
Yeah, no, you know I think
mean?
It's
like,
over a long time in very edge
things.
Cases.
Those
you know?
Are different things. Yeah. I do think that like on the lighter side, yes. Do I think stressing out about all that stuff is going to help you? No, that probably makes it worse.
No, I think what you just touched on is actually really the quote unquote.
I think
truth
stress
that
is the thing that kills people overall. Yeah. I think
stress
is
what's going to give you.
You know, there's stuff that in your genealogy and you know, biology that you're just born with. It's gonna. You know what I mean? Like that. You can't there's nothing you can do about it. And
I'm but stress that, like, can exacerbate it.
Sure. I think that stress is just, no doubt stress weakens your immune system, weakens your blah, 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 blah. So, you know what I mean? Like, hey, bro, I do think that's the worst thing you can do. And I'm saying that as someone who feels always stressed out. So,
are you actively trying to not anymore?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. But I do the work, motherfucker. I'm talking to you.
Fucking therapy. I said on here a long time ago.
But and I'm better at it. But it's also it can be hard because once you become like a little bit more aware of like what it is to not, then it kind of stresses you out that you're allowing yourself back. So I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone really knows. If anyone had the answer, they'd be so rich.
I know.
Yeah. So. I think the best – I do think that there's a little something to the ignorance. Like there's not – that is somewhat good to just be like – be obsessed. First of all, it doesn't change it. Like that's what I'm saying. Like the stone cold reality is no matter what I do, it's not going to change anything. The only thing you can do is kind of like think about like be very – like the more body and mind aware I think you can get, the better. Like it's kind of like anything to a certain degree. The more aware you can get of like, hey, when I eat like blueberries, I feel good. So yeah, I should do that. You know what I mean? And when I eat – processed food, I feel like garbage, so I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Whenever I complain about eating or how you guys do weird shit, it's not. I don't. It's always about the way it makes me feel that I object to so much.
It's not.
It's not like does it taste good or not. That's what people hate when we're like, I hate McDonald's. It's trash. And I'm like, that's
the
fine.
Best thing you can eat.
We're not discussing the quality or taste of it. Yeah. We all know what the quality is. We all know what it tastes like, and it's good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Undeniably.
Undeniably. 4 billion served or whatever, baby. It's good.
Yeah.
We came to a worldwide. It's like that's the thing. Do you think crack is not good? Obviously, it rules. You know what I mean? Like I've never done it, and I'm telling you, it kicks ass. Because otherwise, people wouldn't get addicted to it. Smoking is the best.
I wish
I could smoke forever. If I could choose one thing to do, if I had genie came out, I'd be like, I want to smoke cigarettes and not die. And then maybe the first one, and then I'd get into other stuff.
Yeah,
but I loved it. Yeah. Like nothing made me feel better.
Yeah,
to a certain. Well, I knew it didn't make me feel good, but there was the brain part of me felt good.
Yeah.
The body felt bad.
Yeah.
I think the closer you get to those two things being aligned,
coalesce. Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do.
Okay.
But I don't know what I mean by that. It's just like being aware of all the things, like the way your body and brain feel when you do certain things, and not going, I'm going to do them anyway.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, also letting yourself off the hook when you do something. That's not good.
Because again the negative feelings. It's the thoughts and the feelings I think that are.
Yeah, look, I can't talk about it because I like black metal and stuff, so I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I've already had to like give up smoking, and I can't go out all the time and do all the things that make you cool in your like 20s.
Yeah.
So I have to be very careful of what I put out there. But I do think there's like energies and vibes and things. I don't know what any of it means. None of it's real. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In my head, but it's you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I do think that that's there. Like, I think we talked about this. We'll get into this at some point. But when you come into a room and it's like there's negative energy
you can tell.
You're like, whoa, it's you know, like it all but smells in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a physical nature to it that you can feel the heaviness of a room.
If anyone out there is listening and you're understanding what we're saying, like if there's a concept for that,
they don't because we don't.
No, but I'm saying like if you understand the concept we're talking about, if there is a book or some sort of light reading that it gives you an explanation, I would love to learn about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the things that are like less obvious. Like I can touch you and tell that your body's warm and you're a human. You know, I think all the other things that are harder to measure are really interesting.
It's a lot about becoming aware of what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? Because I think that like as much as you say like, oh, I came in a room accidentally and oh, it's heavy in here. Like I am becoming more aware slowly. So if Abby listens to this, I know. But like what energy I am creating. Like I think so long, especially when you're younger, you assume like I'm an island. You know what I mean? And everything's happening to me. And that's not the reality. You are, you know, if you're being negative and a pain in the ass because that's how you're feeling, well, that's fine that's the way you're feeling, but you don't need to make others feel that way too. You know what I'm saying? So like trying to find balance there is also good. I don't know why we're giving out advice on this. This is not advice because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody figures it out really. Yeah. You just sort of, you know.
Yeah, you just kind of move on.
But no, I don't think you're going to watch Grey's Anatomy and then suddenly develop some, you know.
Okay, it's fair. That answers the question.
Yeah. if that answers the question.
Yeah, that answers the question. Okay. But other than that, buddy, that's about it.
How'd you feel about the party?
You know what? If we're going to – before we talk party, what'd you do yesterday? You have anything?
Nothing. I told you. I deep cleaned the house and that was I got really tired halfway through.
Yep.
Nothing. Nothing really.
You're not a nap guy?
No. I didn't even do what I normally do, which is I don't take a nap, but I take a Saturday bath.
Yeah.
Where I boil water on the stove to get it as hot. I try to get it as hot as I can stand it. Like, I want my body to be kind of red when I get out.
Oh, God. Yeah. Puts me in a fright.
Once you let it, it changes my, I get out and I feel different.
Feel exfoliated, kind of fresh.
Everything feels.
New skin because you burned off that top layer. Mm-hmm.
I feel good. So I try to do that because it's a really like, and then I like, when I say meditate, I don't mean like that's like a smart or interesting thing I do. I mean it more of like you're just in that space. I allow my brain to do whatever it wants to do for a little while.
Yeah.
So if it wants to have arguments in my head, I kind of let it go down those paths for a little while.
Yeah.
To try to, and then I feel better.
I like that.
It's like hillbilly. What is that called? That I always forget. Deprivation tank.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. Sensory deprivation tank. Mm-hmm. A float tank.
Yeah,
yeah.
So mine's like.
Would you float? Version.
No, that's gross.
Huh.
People have been in there and there's salt and I don't need all
that. There's strict rules for it. They clean.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't want to go in it.
Yeah.
It also.
I don't want to be that dark.
Because then all I'm going to be obsessing is like, okay, how do I get out? How do I? You know what I mean? I'm going to get in my head.
And I'm
in like a different place. I just need to do it at home. This is my version. This works for me.
Let me ask you a question. I was talking to John T about this. Sensory wise, I really struggle with too hot, too cold. You've heard me complain. There's no temperature that I'm happy with. I'm going to complain regardless. But when, like, for instance, if I were to get in the shower, it's hot. Or if you know, I'm going to sit in the sun on a picnic table and eat food. You know what I mean? Like, it puts me in fight or flight mode. Like, when it's too hot, especially, like, the shower being too hot or getting into a hot tub, like often it's like really a lot for me. Do you fight through that sensation or do you not get that sensation? Does your body not go into panic mode?
I think that that's like, to me, the point. It's the same thing with like if I go anywhere that has a hot tub and a pool, you better believe you can just leave me alone because I'm going to go into the hot tub and try to feel as hot as I possibly can and then go into the cold for as long as I can. And I'll just switch all day long. Like, I like the jolt because I think you do have to sort of give into it. And that's like, it's like the more you, I think that's good for your brain. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you for the most part because I know that the temperatures that I'm showering or whatever I'm, I know that it's not going to hurt my body, but it makes me feel so holy that I am. It makes me feel
what
like.
What do you mean, hurt you? Like, when is
it makes me feel like
somebody?
I'm gonna get burns. Like, it burns. Really puts me in a panic, dude. Like, hot water and shit, hot being in the sun and shit. It puts me in a panic. Puts me in a fright. Got to get out of it. It makes me feel like I have
to
run.
Stop saying "puts me in a fright." Like you're in like a 1920s haunted house.
Puts me in a fright.
Yeah, clutching your pearls.
Yeah. With red lipstick.
I don't have that at all.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. But I also gave that up a long time ago, like being really worried about like that I'm going to be the perfect temperature all the time. It's like you're not.
Yeah.
And if you sweat, you sweat. And if you're cold, you're cold.
Yeah.
And none of it kills you because we live in a world that's basically always climate controlled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean that is pretty dope when you think about it.
Yeah.
On the subject of a pool, and then we can move on to the party. I'm taking my Palm Springs trip. You know, me, Coop, and Rye. We're gonna go for a little boys golf trip.
Nothing like a boys trip to Palm Springs.
It's
splash out, gentlemen.
It's gonna be so funny. I've hardly spent any time in California. I went to California for a day and a half, more or less.
It's like a wild beginning of your California experience.
That's basically what everybody's told me.
Yeah.
It's like, Palm Springs, huh?
It's like, I'm gonna go check out Sacramento.
yeah. But I found out Ryan's house has a pool. So I will be able to swim in a pool, which is something I've been yearning for. To me, I can't tell you the last time I went in a pool, man.
Why don't you just go to a pool? You have all this free time. What's not relaxing about a pool?
I love a pool. You know.
Why don't you go to swim? That'd be a nice exercise for you. That's a great exercise.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
You're out there in the whatever that. What is it? Longmont.
Longmont. Yeah.
Yeah. You can, there's got to be like big ass gyms out there. That's like where they put big gyms, you know what I mean? That are nice.
Actually, in fact, there's a climbing gym that Al has done competitions at and shit, but they have a full gym and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Michelle and I were thinking of doing guest passes for a month because she would go work out. I'd be interested in climbing a little bit here and there. But
they have like trials. You just go sign up
that's
for
what
a
I'm
trial.
Saying. Yeah,
and
like
go
a,
over
like
there
a trial.
And mess
do it for a week or a month.
You
just
do it for free. You can do it for a few sessions for free to see if you like it. You just get to know the place.
Then
you've got all this, dude. Here's what you don't understand, and maybe you'll never have a kid and that's great, but like you have no idea the free time
I know
you have. No, like because I have to make all of my free time. I have to carve it from nothing now.
Yeah.
and like there was a time in my life where I was like you going like, oh, I'm just busy and stressed, and it's like you don't even understand the free time that you have available to you. It's astonishing.
I can see it. Obviously, I'm with you and Abby for 45 hours plus a week, at least, for years now at this point. And I see it. I see it in you guys. I know. And I'm able to see it and appreciate all the free time I have. You know
what drives me crazy is like I don't think you've crossed the threshold yet. But if you go to a gym, you can cut up easy. You can, if you start taking care of your skin, you can fix it easy. It's like there is a threshold that you will find sooner rather than later because you are gaining on where I started this journey.
I'm 31.
But like I'm saying, like you can still fix all these things so easily.
Yeah.
So just these aren't hard things to do.
Yeah. I'm approaching a renaissance, my man. Don't you worry.
Approaching.
Yeah.
We've been on the approach for a while here.
Hell yeah.
What do I got to do to like yank you across? That's what this is.
I do wonder.
One day you'll be in your 70s and 60s. We'll see how long we both make it. I'm going to say 60s the way that we're talking right now. And you'll listen to this podcast out of boredom because you'll be retired and bored as hell, I would imagine, because that's what you do when you're retired. And you're listening to this. And you'll be listening back like, oh, look at these crazy conversations. You go, he was,
stupid.
Everyone said he was mean or pushing you, but he was just trying to help.
Yeah,
I just do it. And I know you need more than,
well, see, Brando,
come on, Chase, I think you should think about, I know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I have to yell at you like a high school coach.
See, we have a good relationship.
I have a Bobby Knight
approach. I know what
to
you're
this.
Doing. I know our push and pull. I understand it just fine. I love that you referred yourself as Bobby Knight, too. That rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, within reason.
Yeah. I feel like basketball.
And you didn't think about anything else he did or said or looked into
sure,
it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I started reading like a, I don't remember if it was an article or if it was something about him more. And I was like, this is cool because Bobby Knight's cool, you know? And I started reading, I'm like, ooh, Bobby Knight was not cool. Like,
I would assume that
monster.
His intensity kind of interpolated
he
across every aspect of his
life. He said a lot of bad stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I don't know. It's like, I think he just didn't need to be, but should have been canceled, obviously. And this isn't just for being mean to like high schoolers.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
he's you could have canceled him 100 times. It wouldn't have made a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
at least they would have like been like, you can't be a coach and then like say the thing, you can't demean people. Or let's not get into specifics because I don't know the specifics. I don't want to get in trouble with the estate of Bobby Knight, but especially being from Indiana, I'll never be allowed back in the state.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's a piece of shit. So,
yeah. Well,
obviously,
party. We had a party 2 nights ago, Saturday. Mm-hmm.
How was it for you? Did you have a nice party?
Here's the thing, buddy. I'm trying to grow here. If I would be vulnerable for a moment, I get very socially anxious. There was a 270 plus people on the guest list or RSVP list. I have to say, Brando,
I think we got up to 300 day of.
Went off without a hitch. I'm very proud of our team, proud of us, thankful for the folks who showed up.
Everyone was nice and respectful.
Absolutely.
So if you're listening and you came, I
thank
appreciate
you, so much,
you being nice and respecting our space and us as
it's
people.
It's a place that we exist
every
day.
Yeah.
So to have 300 people in and out, it was a lot, you know? And,
yeah.
And again, I have all the other baggage that I'm fine with admitting, you know, but it was fun. I thought it was great. I thought the burger pop-up was great. Shout out Brian Dayton. Those burgers were stellar. Better than In-N-Out, I might say.
Kind of like In-N-Out adjacent, but like a plus
just
up.
Better,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I housed it in probably 50
you
seconds.
You In-N-Out guy?
I love In-N-Out, yeah.
I do
but
too.
I don't do animal style. Just give me a double-double and regular fries type shit, you know what I mean?
You just don't like the sauce? That's your
I don't
thing.
Like the sauce. There's something about the sauce that I don't love.
I don't care. What do I care? Anyway,
I don't like
I
the
could
sauce.
Give a shit.
But I like the more
than I only. I think people sometimes say they like don't like it or something, and it does. It's like no, it's really good. Like you have to wait way too long. It's not worth it. I mean,
In-N-Out, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting that experience, you can go to McDonald's. But at least the produce doesn't taste like shit. You know what I mean? It's not garbage.
It's very fresh.
It's good.
Yeah. And you know what I like too is you
I
look
go no
in
bun there.
There.
It's great. It works because the.
Oh, you do the no
good.
Bun with the lettuce?
Yeah, lettuce is good.
You know, a buddy of ours brought me one of those one time, bun free because he's gluten free.
Mm.
And he was coming in to shoot something and he goes, you want something? I said, yeah, I'll take what you get. Brought it in. I was very surprised. It's delicious.
You're not missing it.
No.
You know what I mean?
The bread is just a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But
I only like bread when it's good bread and butter. You know what I mean? At any other time, you could honestly leave it out. Well, who cares?
I disagree with you because I think I love bread in every aspect. However,
I only need it if it's good, and then it just is as it is. Like I've told you, I'm really hitting this point of like, I don't need stuff prepared weird. I don't want anything. I just want it like all baseline. You know what I mean? And kind of like as is.
Kind of just regular? That's what you're saying?
Regular. You know what I mean? Like I feel you. It's good. If it's good and it's cooked well, you don't need the other stuff, to be honest.
I agree with you.
90% of the time. I've been going like sauceless on almost everything I eat too lately. I've just been like,
hold up. I know you as a condiment boy though.
I'm not saying I don't like them, but I'm just sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You're just adding like sugar and bullshit for no reason. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I was realizing like, I'm not even sure that the thing I'm eating I like, or if I should just be at this point, take a scoop of ketchup. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? You don't need it to be something. You could just, you know what I'm saying? Does this make sense?
You're saying sometimes like you do too much condiment?
Yeah, we
just you're saying you want it as a vehicle for the condiment?
It's probably not too much, but it was, you know.
I understand what you're saying. And in fact, I fully identify because I view a lot of food as vehicle for soy sauce.
Soy sauce is one that's never had me by the throat. You know
if you get
what I mean?
Sushi, like, you don't dip it?
Yeah, it's sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be kind of, I'll do like, I like to do cucumbers, which then I just like the sesame oil. I mean, I put a little bit of soy sauce just for salt.
Sure.
That's it. I'm not a huge soy guy.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm not saying I don't have any problem with it. It's just, it's not like a.
You know, Rye at Dry Storage, he said they make their own soy sauce. Mm. So I'm going to try to snatch some of that this week.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. You ever watch, like, the documentaries about them making it? And,
oh, I've seen. Cool. I've definitely gone down this road to see what it entails.
It just doesn't, rev my engine like it does people.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that's my number one condiment.
When I eat sushi is I want to get the bite of wasabi that makes me have to reconsider my choice for a minute.
Sir. Yeah.
And then I feel better.
Why is it that wasabi, it hits you? It's like it enters your mouth and it has a line directly to the center of your brain. You eat too much wasabi too fast, you literally you might as well not exist for 3 seconds because there's no function going on.
Yeah,
it completely shuts you down.
Though.
I agree. I love the panic.
I love being like, I can't talk or listen for a second because like my eyes hurt. Yeah, everything hurts.
Yeah.
I like that.
Love it.
But you don't want to just do too much because it'll make you feel sick. Mm-hmm. You want to get the bite that like.
No, I try to have the one that's like, okay, I did it too much. I had my rush. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my fix, and now I'll just.
A little bit of Russian roulette too, where it's like I want it to hit me without me knowing it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it's like I don't know which one's gonna do it. Oh, that wasn't enough. You know.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. So. Yeah. Okay. So.
But the party was good. I mean,
party was good. Burgers were great.
Music was good. Everyone seemed to have fun. We had fun chit chatting with people.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it was great. So again, thank you for coming out. It means the world to us. It's crazy. It's been 7 years. 7 years since I bought the first item legally. I was the first customer.
Yeah, Chase had to say something in front of everyone.
Oh, God. That's fine. I think I did a fine job. But I will say public speaking is the scariest thing in the world to me. So.
I don't have a problem with public speaking. It's that when you have to make like a speech about something, I'm like, I'd rather just tell the people that need to hear this directly. I don't need to talk to the group.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you were to like, you have to do the podcast in front of all those people, I'm like, that's fine. Because they know, then they're only there if they get what we do.
I'm just talking to you.
Then I'm just get when we just get to find a rhythm, you know what I mean, and it's all good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just sort of freestyling. I don't know. I'm fine. I really have a big problem with it, to be honest with you.
No, I thought it was fine. And I will say the download we did at the end of the night with just the team, I thought was stellar. I think everybody should be really proud. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to like do. I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess, but I am obviously really proud of everybody. That's been here, like whether you're still with us, whether you're not. I mean, if you're not with us anymore, we've had no problems with people, dude. Like it has always been people doing other things, doing great things. They should go do that. If you came to us and worked with us and moved on, awesome. I hope you're doing killer shit. Like that. The whole point is that everyone like starts here and gets better. And I think that generally we bring people on in most cases that we're just like, they get it. They get the vibe. They get what we're doing. They're approachable. They're honest. They're good human beings.
They'll figure it out as we go.
We'll figure them out from there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's so seeing how many people have like started with us, like you've been with us forever, Abby's been with, you know, seeing how you guys have evolved, I'm super proud of just being like, you know, had you not evolved at all, Chase, you wouldn't still be with us. Yeah. It's a reality. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, same thing for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause I didn't start as like in the leadership position I'm in now. And it's, so it's really cool to see how much everyone has grown and really, like when I was thinking back on it, when we were like doing speeches and talking to people, it's interesting to see how many people in the initial parties that we did, which you remember, we basically did two parties in a row the first 2 years we were open. We did an opening party and we did a 1 year anniversary party. Mm-hmm. Those two got so buck wild that crazy. We had to shut parties down for 6 years, basically.
We had to shut parties down in hopes that we didn't get them shut down.
Yeah, they were getting too wild.
Yeah.
Which was fun, but it was, you know, it was a different time. And at that point, I would say at any point in time, everyone in the room, I knew who they were. 100%.
Yeah.
1,000% who they were.
Yep.
And then two things hit me the night of the party. One, when everybody was there, like at the height of it, I was like, holy shit, I don't know everyone here anymore. Mm-hmm. But I saw that, like, you guys did, like, different members of our team all. And it's like, oh, wow, this is just. Even this is a microcosm, obviously, like 300 people is a microcosm of what we do as a whole by leaps and bounds. But when I think about even that amplified to like the world or whatever, it's like this is going to be a lot of people. You know what I mean? And that's really cool. Like how many people that we're touching enough. I mean, how many people stopped me and said, hey, you know, love the podcast, or hey, why does Chase order so much shit at Dune, or you know, just or whatever. Yeah. Or like, I had two people stop me and be like, "What's your Dune take?" And I'm like, "Cause they heard it from the podcast. They're like, it's funny." And it's like, "Oh man, shit!" And these are people I don't know, so it's like, "Oh, this is really wild." The people that I don't know, I've never seen, and I know that happens, but you just don't see it physically that often. Because for the most part, we come do this in the room, or we come do our work in the studio, and then we go home, and I don't. Getting to in my head about how many people we send product
well, I
to.
Can't,
or,
man.
I just can't. It's just, it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Your brain can't. I just focus on the next day and doing our work, and I don't think about it too much. And then also, even at the end of the night, when everyone kind of, you know, the Canoe Club family stuck around, whether you're like, were with us or not with us anymore, because I mean, we still hang
or
out with most of our ex
employees
and stuff.
Close people.
Or Canoe Club. I was like, this is a lot of people now. Yeah. You're like, we filled a room when we were chatting.
Yeah, dope,
and it was like,
dope.
It just doesn't. Because we're broken up into teams to a certain degree, and I kind of meet with everyone individually, and I never think about it being like how many people in like a sum total that it is. And you're like, oh, shit, there's a lot of people here now. You know what I mean? This is affecting a lot of people, and it's kind of a lot for me to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a lot to think about of like, oh man, there's a lot of people that like, you know, rely on this job and like have become family, and you know what I mean? And it's really cool. I mean, I'm not saying that as anything negative, but. It just kind of doesn't hit you when you don't think about it day to day because we don't all gather in one location.
Rarely are we all in one place all at the same time.
Yeah.
People are home. Mm-hmm. People are at the store. People are at the stew, et cetera.
So it was really cool. And it was really cool to hang out with everybody. And it was cool to like see faces I haven't seen before, like chit-chatting about the shop or see like really old friends or people who had been with us for eons.
We had various friends of the podcast, guests of the podcast.
Guests of the pod there. Yeah. So it's been really cool to see that for a long time is probably like you'd feel the same way is we'd go out and water one can and every day we'd check on it. You know what I mean? And you'd be like, oh, cool. I see the progress it's making.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got a bunch of cans going and you're not checking on every single one
every single day. Yeah.
You're still watering them all,
no,
but you just don't check
you're
on
right,
them every
yep.
day. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody else starts watering them to help you out. And you're like, I did not realize how much had grown over the past like maybe 5 years or so.
Yeah, totally.
Or maybe at least since like COVID or something like that. You know, I don't know what the timeline is, but it is wild to see how much this has like grown and changed and evolved.
Yeah.
When day to day, I mean, it's kind of like the whole thing they tell you when you have a baby that like, I forget the saying, but it's like the days are long, but the, you know, the years are short. And it's a lot like that when it's like, oh shit, man, I didn't realize. Or people would bring up things like, oh, I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. I'm like, oh my God, it feels like
For real?
You know? Yeah. So it was really cool. It was cool in a different way now. I mean, the party was fun in a different way now because I'm a different person. You know what I mean? And how we approach doing all this is different.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It was really fun.
You catch a buzz?
Like from drinking?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even think, I don't remember. I was telling Abby, I don't remember the last time I was drunk. Or even buzzed.
I mean, it had to have been with the gang in some regard, but I can't remember last time you were drunk either.
I just don't. I mean, I've always had a big tolerance, so it takes a lot, and I got to do it quick. Like, if we're going down this road, I got to do it quick.
Boom, boom, boom. Can't be over six
and
hours. Yeah.
especially, I mean, even before I wasn't doing a ton, but especially since Gia, like, you just can't. I mean, I guess you can, you know what I mean? Because you have a significant other, but like, well, I'm going to go get drunk alone. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know,
and then
like,
you're home. Else, I'm not going. And Gia's like, why is dad acting like a dumbass?
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah. So, no, I just don't really do it anymore. Yeah. Like, I will occasionally, I like to have a little sake or a little soju or something while I'm cooking or something like that.
Fun.
I get drunk off of that. I mean, and it would take a lot.
I was going to say, you need to drink a lot of that to be drunk.
So, no, I just don't really. I mean, I still had, we had a great cocktail.
That's why I preface it. Yeah.
No, I could have had a lot more of those.
Brian had two different cocktail options for the patrons of the party. One was a Japanese style whiskey old fashioned, or rather a Japanese whiskey old fashioned. And then the other one was, it was so loud, I don't remember what exactly it was, but it was a fruit punch. I believe it had tequila in it, had cantaloupe in it, and I thought it was absolutely stellar. I was telling everybody, you gotta
go. It was really good. It tasted like yogurt.
Dude.
Like kefir or something?
Whatever. And you saying that, I don't know if I heard organically, like, man, this drink smelled like yogurt. I don't know if that would, like, do it for me. But when you smelled it and tasted it, it's just true, and it was so fucking good.
It kind of tasted like, what's the drink that you can get it, like, when you go to, like, an Indian restaurant? Lassi? Yeah, mango lassi. Yeah. It was like if it was, like, a melon lassi.
Yeah,
like, but alcohol in it. Which actually, now thinking, if we could get someone to help us make them, I don't know how you make lassi, but if you could make a melon lassi, that would be good as hell.
Yeah. So.
Well,
something to think about. I'm growing 15 varieties of melon here, Bronco. So maybe we can take a couple of those and make a little 1-2 and have a little drink situation.
How do you get the juice out? You just got to juice
it? That's the thing. Me and a Discord member, Spaceman, we were talking. We're going to do a collaboration this year. We're going to do a homemade ice cream together with stuff we grow from our garden, just for fun. Probably will have plenty for the store, but you'd have to puree the honeydew or melon and then freeze it and then streak it through a homemade ice cream, most likely. Or you'd make a sorbet and do half ice cream, half sorbet. So something I'm experimenting with, but I do want to make like a little.
I told you I used to make my own
sweet
ice cream, right?
You what?
What do you yell? You're like talking to a goose sometimes, huh? I used to make my own ice cream, right?
Yeah.
So we have an ice cream maker.
Yeah.
And I'd make like regular ice cream, like just like iced cream.
Yeah.
And then I would add mint to it. I've talked about this before, right?
Yeah.
You put the green dye in it.
So no chocolate chip.
No chocolate, just minty, like toothpaste.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm sure this is going to really drive people.
Yeah.
Up the
that
wall.
Now I'll tell you. I'll go to bat for you here. He's been saying this for years. Mm-hmm. This is not a bit.
I'll pour scope in it. I debate
it. He wants straight up mint ice cream, the type of mint that'll make your mouth feel sterile.
I feel like you and I might have something going on with like wanting to clear our sinuses in like it's doing something for us.
Yeah.
Because we really, a lot of things we talk about are things that really like
just kind of get
your...
you. Wasabi. On that note too, I have a bunch of seeds started and one of which is like a red habanero. And I'm planning to do a secret aardvark-esque habanero salsa or sauce with it rather.
You know one thing that I would never do no matter how much people like... If it came into me and someone was like, you can do that hot one, should I be like, no. No way.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
Oh, I'm Sean Evans?
I'm not doing any hot stuff.
Oh, my God. Sean Evans, bang my line, dog. I'm just the level of fame that you need. Not famous at all. Put Canoe Club on the map. I'll happily do hot ones.
He's a Chicago guy. Well, maybe. He's from. They did something in Chicago. I don't know.
He's got the energy of a Chicago guy. Yeah. But
some weird
stuff
has come out about him recently. You might want to catch up on before we go too far down this path.
I think that I could do 1-8, no problem. Maybe the last couple get you.
I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do any hot chips or any. I don't want to do any of that shit. Why? What am I doing it for? What's it? What am I doing? What's it? What? Just to feel it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I like to think I've got a high pain tolerance, rather heat tolerance for food. Some places I'm not going to toot a little bit, you know, toot my own horn. But me and Michelle do order Thai hot sometimes, so something to think about. He's sitting there thinking about it.
It's like the one that's like 75% of 100 on the pepper thing at the Boulder.
Thai spot. You know, I'll tell you what, nothing like a couple Thai restaurants in Denver. So we are still searching for that. But I would do hot ones.
I just don't like any heat that tastes like acid at a certain point. Yeah. Whenever it turns that, I'm like, what's the point of like, this? If there's then there's no flavor to the
B-Dub's Blazin' is just a god-awful flavor. It's just pepper juice. It's just the juice
there's certain,
peppers. There's no
like,
flavor.
I mean, there's some of that fucking like ramen you guys eat that it's like, this just tastes like chemicals at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out Neil Gurry from Shin.
I love hot stuff. It's just the flavor has to be there as well. Otherwise, I'm not sure what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
You what's your order at an Indian restaurant? You love Indian food, so.
I don't know. I'll vary it a lot. I always want some sort of like masala or whatever it is. I know it's like boring, but it's like it's when if you get like a good place that's good at it, it's just it can't be replicated at home. I mean, I'm sure it can, but I don't know where to get all.
We've tried. Nope, can't come.
The guy at the Indian grocery store, he's trying to help me along, but I'm not there yet. You know what I mean? Like it's always better from a place, and I feel like it's the one thing that I can't quite do at home right. Mm-hmm. It just never turns out the way I want it to.
Not exactly.
It never comes out as that like gravy texture.
Dude,
you know
I know.
I mean? Like it's always like too thin. I don't know. It never feels.
You do
right.
Curry and kebab here in town? Ever?
I think I'll do it. I'll do it.
That's absolutely stellar. I should pick that up on my way out of town. But
yeah, I mean anything. And then I just get to get a lot of little stuff. And yeah. I love that. You know, actually, a hot that's pretty hot that you get is the green sauce with the. What I can't think of
the
potato
mint?
Thing.
Samosas.
Yeah. Samosa. That
fuck
sauce.
Yeah, dude.
The one that's like pretty wild.
Oh, dude,
that's
I'll
a good
drink
one.
That.
A lot
I'll
of flavor.
Sauce.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? And
yeah.
and but it's
fuck
but
yeah.
it's still hot. That's good.
I love that.
Where were we? What are we doing? Where are we at in this conversation? This has been something else.
I don't know, man. Hey,
party
was great.
Yeah. So big thanks to the team. If you see them, tell them they did a good job because that was all Chris and his squad and us just helping where we could because we're not the best at it. We just go around like Miss America and say hello to everybody.
Yeah. So it was all good. So that was great. It was great to have that in the books. I'm happy to come out on the other side and to have found myself to be wrong. It was not. It wasn't as anxiety-inducing as I thought it would be.
Well, I think the older and older I get, at least I start being like, nothing's.
What's
it
fucking
nothing's
matter,
a big
dude?
Deal.
What am I anxious about?
There's only three things that happen in life that are a big deal, and none of them are happening that night. So it's chill. So, but it was really fun. Yeah. So we don't need to go.
Let's talk product, bro. We got a bunch of stuff either recently on Friday or incoming now.
Well, you're the king of this castle. Go ahead and run them through.
We got Capital on Friday. That was stellar. At the time of this podcast coming out on Tuesday, I will be putting Boro Jackets live this afternoon. So if you're listening to this podcast and you aren't on Patreon, they got early access today.
Or D-Score.
So if that killed you, you should join Patreon. But we're going to have the Boro Jackets up. We got the T-Back Drizzler, and we have the T-Core First. So one is black, one is indigo. Go Pete. That's sick.
You got one, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. I did. You know,
switched
I was obsessed
it up last
about
minute
it for a
too.
While, man. Yeah. Got the zip. I got the indigo zip. So it's my treat, dude. I've never had something like that. You know what I mean? So
it's a cool piece.
You know?
It's a lifetime piece.
We'll
see,
Bruno, if we travel again. Who knows? Like it flex a little bit in a different country or something. We'll see. So
we'll save that for another episode, but that is coming up.
Yeah. So Capital, we got a Gang of Orslow, today of which it was being shot. Some restocks, so we got some restocks and some, you know, regular fit green used
some good
Orslow.
New stuff too.
Yeah, the Orslow seasonal that came in is sick, dude. So Grambo shot all that today. That'll be up in the next couple of days. Keep your eyes out. But a lot of spring goods. We got those Sumi dyed herringbone linen fatigues. Drew told me today they're pretty wide, pretty baggy.
Cool.
So that's cool. I want to try those on. Got some shorts, got some jackets. Still a lot of stuff to come, though, like in terms for more slow alone for spring. We got
one big shipment left.
It'll be fairly sizable. We got some Wythe this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Some restock, some new.
In terms of stuff that I've imported that is not landed yet, we've got Howland on the way. We've got Frismworks on the way. Big old lot of Frismworks. We unpacked some La Mer this afternoon, just four SKUs, but those will be up soon.
Good stuff, though. Those
really good
pants
stuff.
Are sick.
Sick, dude.
I don't need pants, but I love
That's what I said. I said, I don't need more fucking pants, man. Oh, engineered garments. Speaking of pants, we got more engineered garments. We got two new Yeah, two new styles of pants we haven't had previously, officer's pant and over pant.
Oh, jackets are cool too, actually, that came.
Oh, yeah, we got them in the Windbreaker and that Leopard. I think the Leopard's cool. It's like zoomed out enough that it's more textural than it is camo. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like a light texture. So got that. You want to talk about the new brand we got coming? It's ready for shipment soon, also out of Korea.
What? Oh, Uniform Bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, Uniform Bridge.
Now, that
and
was a
they
little...
have like a subset brand that's called Albert Explorer, but I don't think that comes until a little bit later.
Yeah, so
this
that was
is kind
a little
of just
bit of
the
a,
beginning.
That was a mix up on our end. When we wrote it, we thought we were writing it for fall. Turns out it's ready now.
Well, some of it's like core and some of it's seasonal. I'm still not 100% sure, so we're sort of working out this we'll live see, yeah, now we'll that we're discussing it. But it's a really, I mean, it's a really cool brand. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. I mean, I think somewhere along the lines of Orslo, somewhere along the lines of Frism Works, somewhere along the lines of
Vizzy Action too.
A little bit of Visvami. Yeah, it definitely has
maybe some Nanamika too.
When you're starting to think of the secondary brand to it.
Albert Explorer.
Yeah, it's got more of that like Nanamika or like Anne Wander sort of feel to it. But more wearable, like less specific, like mm-hmm. less targeted.
Yeah. Sure.
This is really cool. It's an exciting new brand for us. Yeah. So that'll be in here soon, too.
Yeah. Stoked for that.
We still have some good shipments left. Some big, big, big hitters still on the way. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, I'd say through at least through April, we'll still be seeing a lot of new stuff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. We're probably halfway through spring at this point in terms of the shipments. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff remaining. And the ones that are remaining are big shipments.
I don't think none of it hits in spring, but we've got like some, like, knocked out of the park fucking collabs, dude. Like big boys.
Yeah, we're definitely cruising, my boy. We're very fortunate to have been offered some of these. But
like there it's all stuff that like takes a lot more work. You know mm-hmm, what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's a lot of
like a lot of like conceptual shit. One of which I'm excited to kinda air it out with the pod or the Discord mm-hmm. and just be like, guys, this is a question we've been fielding for years. We're happy to have like put it together in a way that makes sense to our audience and also in a way that's fun. In regards to Canoe Club.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a culmination of the things we've been working on for a long time or like trends we've kind of been pushing and like ideas and like things we've just wanted, you know. So it's really, and then it's with a brand that's like, you know, huge.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really exciting.
Yeah.
But we'll get more into that as we go. What else? Is there anything else? We get it all? I mean,
that's all product and stuff happening at Canoe Club.
Got a really badass Hoka release next week.
Oh, not yeah, those
week,
are sick.
Next one. But yeah, we'll wait.
Can we say? Summits?
It's a tour summit, but it's like a unique one. We can't say who it's a collab with because that's theirs to launch, but it's a collab with somebody. If you like the Tar Heels, though, like we've talked about, I think you're going to fuck with these. So it's really cool.
I want, if anybody out there, you're not going to be able to get it to us in time, but I wanted to shoot these shoes with some baggy ass baby blue and one shorts. And like one of those tees with the faceless guy holding a basketball, palming a ball with some sort of witty saying on it.
You can't dunk, I'll beat the shit out of you. It's way too aggressive.
Yeah,
like
just
big dog shirts.
And one baby blue. For anyone out there that knows a specific era of basketball, we're talking Tar Heel, Tyler Hansborough, baby blue, UNC.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like the height of like Vince Carter being the best basketball player.
Just the most showy, probably.
Or Tracy McGrady.
Timbo, I swear to God. I was just going to say, are you
T-Mac
fan?
That's what I was thinking, yeah. T-Mac.
My boy Rocco, no chance that he listens to this podcast. But famously, for years, called me Chasey McGrady. He was my favorite basketball player for years.
That's
basketball
cool.
was like one of my first loves. Chasey McGrady. His little brother knew me as Chasey McGrady for a long, long time.
I remember at one point, there was only like one way to get a Tracy McGrady jersey, and it was like pretty expensive. Like,
What team was he on at this point?
It was Magic still. It was like the pinstripe
Magic.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Undoubtedly the swaggiest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this kid, he was in history class. I've already shouted him out because I don't care. Mr. Mack. It was Mr. Mack's history class. Known piece of shit. Fuck you, Mr. Mack. we saw him in the class, and I literally was going to the bathroom, you know, just walking past doors, checking him out as I went back to, you know, taking as much time as I could humanly take.
Dragging those feet.
And I went, and I was like, oh my God, that kid, and I can't remember that kid's name. Can't remember that kid's name, but he had that jersey, and I was like, holy shit. I went and got my friend, sticking the window, going like this. He's in another class, waving him in. He tells me to wait a second. I see him put his hand up, says he has to go to the bathroom. I go, get over here, look. That kid's got the Tracy McGrady jersey. And then we like talked, we had to wait till recess, and he was in like a different one, so we had to like time it right so we could talk to him about it.
Yeah.
But like, we wanted it so bad.
Dude.
And it was just too expensive. We never got one. God, buy one now.
He was so cool. I'm trying to think of other basketball players from that era that would be on the level of, but just like in terms of swag, man.
There's just
certain
players that didn't matter if they were good or not. I mean, he was, but yeah, that were just cool.
He was injury prone was his issue, but he was undoubtedly just like, he exuded coolness, man. Yeah,
just cool. AI. Just so cool. Yeah,
Kevin Garnett.
He's the coolest.
Think of just these dudes that just like, they demanded respect. They had a presence. Man, I would do anything to watch T-Mac play still.
Yeah.
With some good knees. I think his knees were the issue. One of his knees.
Yeah, I really got to get hip to, like, where do you watch old basketball games?
YouTube.
They've got the whole thing
I'll be honest, brother. You could probably find just about every basketball game in history. I don't know, actually. Hey, you remember
that's a cool channel. Trademark that.
Yeah.
We want a channel that just plays
vintage basketball games.
I know the ESPN Classic exists, but it's not as cool. They're going too far back. We're talking about 90s era basketball games.
And I'm saying give me a regular season game in 2003 between the 76ers and the Magic. Give me a regular season game between, you know, the Celtics and Phoenix in fucking 2001.
With commercials.
As they aired.
Yeah. Don't update it to look better. Just make it look the way it looks.
As is. The regular sound and just let them play
endlessly.
I want
the Sports Center crawl at the bottom.
I just want it as is, as it aired. Yeah. I would love that, dude. Mm-hmm. We talked about this back in the day. Remember we were going to get, you and I were going to build a little shelving unit in the corner of the store by those big opening doors.
To be fair, this feels like a little bit like an idea that like a bad streetwear like resale shop would do. But
yeah.
I still like it,
but it's definitely what you would see.
We wanted to get like a TV VCR and play like
just an old TV. And then I was thinking was
we just wanted
a way to just stream from a hard drive, just download 1,000 basketball games between the years 98 and 2004. And just have those play indefinitely.
Yeah, the parts of sports that we like.
I had a business idea. I pitched it to Cooper not long ago. That was basically that, of just being like, I just want to be able to like have archive footage of sports, and just play it. It's just fun. It's cool.
I mean, again, we are describing ESPN Classic to a certain point. I don't know.
But
if
I don't
still
want
exists.
The 30 for 30 docs. I don't want any obscure boxing matches. I want NBA basketball. From those periods.
I do want 30 for 30 docs, but I want those separately.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Because those
Is there a John Daly 30 for 30?
I don't think so. It's a good idea.
That'd be sick.
They need like more ones about controversial. Like I want a whole Dennis Rodman. I want like all the footage compiled into one place. I want like...
Oh, Kim, oh.
Yeah. I just want only the weirdos.
Yeah.
Like the sports anomalies. That's what we call it, anomalies.
Yeah.
That's good.
Somebody hit us up. Me and Timbo got ideas.
We're good idea guys. Yeah. We cannot get it across the finish line. Yeah. We're just coming up with ideas.
I've got ideas for days.
Yeah, they feel like ideas that have probably been pitched before. But
did I ever tell you about my smart oven idea?
No, go ahead. Tell me about the smart oven.
This is the year 2014.
Oh, okay. Take you back in time.
This is prior to things being smart, more or less. Okay. And me and my buddy... Who, without going too much into it, my buddy that...
Hold on. Before you get into whatever that was. When you say prior to them getting popular, does that mean you hadn't seen them because we were in the Midwest? Or does that mean they didn't exist
I don't think
yet?
This was a thing. I'm sure it exists now. Maybe not to a T, but I'm sure whatever I was thinking...
We opened the store in 2017, so it's only 2 years prior to that.
3 years.
Okay, sorry. That's right. 3 years. But that doesn't... That doesn't feel like it was that long ago to not have...
I'm going to pitch it to you.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sorry. I'm getting caught up on the wrong stuff.
But you're right. It may have existed. I don't think it did. I looked into the Denver Patent Office, if there was one. I was really going to go down this route. But the thing is, you can't patent, to my knowledge...
Like nut truck.
Listen, also, I asked my dad for advice on this. He was probably only on his fourth wife at that time. So, you know what I mean?
So it was at least 5 years ago.
Yeah. But I had the idea with my buddy at the time, who... has shot somebody at one point in his life on accident.
It was an accident.
But this is pre-shooting. But
Allegedly.
We had this idea of an oven, right? That would link up to an app, and you could essentially, it's a full integration. You could go to King Soopers, Safeway, Walmart, what have you. You would take a photo of your receipt, and it had tied into all the UPCs, all the barcodes across the country. And what it would do is it would say, okay, you've got a home run in pizza, pepperoni. Cool. We're going to do that. We're going to scour the internet. We're going to have a database saying this home run in pizza needs to be cooked at 425 for 15 minutes.
It says it on the back of the...
Now, hold on. Hold on. And then what you're going to do is it would upload all of this to a library on your app.
Yeah.
And so you're coming home from work. You got to pick up your kid, something. And you're going to say, all right, let me look through my log. I don't know what I've got in my fridge, freezer, pantry. And then you can get your oven preheating so that when you come home, oven's preheated, you put the pizza in. It's basically
kind of unsafe.
So that's it, though. Is a library for your goods and then a way to start your oven while you're out of the house.
Seems incredibly complicated considering you could just go, when I get home, it's going to take about 10 minutes to preheat. And then I throw it in for what it says on the back of the thing, and it's done.
Listen, you're not wrong. This is kind of a similar situation.
This was a different time. This was think all the way back to 2000. Rewind the clock.
Yeah.
All the way to 2015.
Yeah. 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 This all is right. Obama was still in office. But I will say, as I'm telling this story, it makes me wonder, did I have more nuggets that I thought were valuable and I'm forgetting? Or is this just similar to the story of me telling the camping story where I thought it was a little more dynamic?
Yeah.
Until I get to the end of the story and it wasn't there. But it was more so just a smart way to keep track of what you got. And then oven appliances or stuff that would facilitate you doing that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It saves you, 10 minutes of preheat in the oven?
I wish that you hadn't – we had only – I mean, here's the thing. We already pitched an idea that – already exist ESPN Classic.
Yeah.
And then said it was better somehow.
Yeah.
And then you just pitched an idea that you said was really good that was maybe questionable now that you've said it out loud. So maybe we've nullified everything that we... So maybe no one needs to call us about ideas. We'll
no,
just
it's
keep
all good.
Between ourselves.
You know where we're working. You can
yeah, it's
you
fine.
Want, you want to bounce some ideas off
Why
us.
Don't you tell them a story that you told me recently about your time? Because my daughter just joined gymnastics mm-hmm. class that she starts tomorrow. She's very excited about it.
Yeah.
And then you randomly threw out a story. This is what I said. The ones that you think are good are not that good. And the ones that you say randomly yeah. are really good.
Yeah.
So tell them about your time in gymnastics.
Yeah. So I happily will. So I was in gymnastics preschool era. So, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old at max. This is definitely before kindergarten. I did gymnastics at a spot in Ashville, Ohio. And it was really, really rudimentary. You know what I mean? You could jump on the trampoline a little bit. You could do like a little cartwheel, this, that, and the other. During, you know, this was the last time I did gymnastics. Showed up to gymnastics. I'm in a full Space Jam outfit. It's windbreaker material. It's got all the Monstars, all the Looney Tunes. It's purple. Damn. It's all Space Jammed. Mm-hmm. You know what
and,
I mean?
And this is, we all know, if you weren't born around the time we were, these were very popular. I think they were made out of pure chemicals. Yeah. They made so much noise.
Yeah.
Was it like a pullover quarter zip? Or
to my knowledge, it was a full zip.
Okay.
And a jogger. Not a jogger, yeah. but the equivalent
yeah, yeah,
at
yeah,
that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, sure.
They
were loud as sin. If you heard a, you could hear
I called
a
it like my swishy,
mind.
My swishy
yeah,
pants.
You hear people from anywhere.
Yeah.
I had them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably had the love of my life, Lola Bunny, on it to this day. Just man.
Surprised you could have even handled having it on.
My Aunt Cookie, to segue real quick, side note. My Aunt Cookie, we were sitting in the mall at JCPenney's or Sears or something. Mm-hmm. And there was a large Lola Bunny installation. And my Aunt Cookie says that we're standing there looking at her. And I said, oh, Aunt Cookie, isn't she just beautiful? So
I feel like that, you know what? As much as I want to clown you for being a weirdo, that's not like...
Oh, I'm not insecure
that was,
about
that
it.
Was no-
we all loved Lola Bunny.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird that it's an animal and a girl, but I mean...
It wasn't just me.
There was, I mean, they had to like desexualize her a little bit in the remakes because I think they had done too much initially. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Put a hot-ass rabbit in a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they... Yeah, they confused a lot of younger boys at the time. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, I'm doing gymnastics. I show up to my lesson. We're on the gymnastics floor that has some give. You know what I mean? And what we're doing is we're lining up, doing cartwheels. Okay, I've got my whole swishy pant Space Jam
like,
runner outfit.
You don't understand if you've not been around him enough. He's very confident about his physical abilities.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Most of the time, I've said this before. Yeah. Most of the time. You can achieve, maybe it's not the most beautiful, whatever it is, but you can do the thing mm-hmm. that you say you're going to do.
Thank you for giving me my flowers.
I'll give yeah. you that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, you're not Simone Biles, but
no.
you can get it done if it needs to get done.
You saw me do a standing backflip not just a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the old
made
studio,
the
so
loudest sound on hardwood floor you've ever heard in your life.
I got
so again,
now.
I'm not saying that I'm not saying when he hits it, he doesn't go through a hardwood floor.
I didn't stand with my hands in the air, but I got around.
You got it. I
got around.
Yeah, I really didn't want you to do it. You still did it.
That was at probably. That was at age 30. So anyway, I'm lining up. We're doing cartwheels. You're doing the thing. You're starting the cartwheel at the mm-hmm. peak of your feet being in the air. Mm-hmm. The lady holds your ankles
sure.
and sets you down soft.
Yeah, so you get the form right.
Exactly.
And like that was the thing. What you have to understand is the level of confidence he has, though, behind this, because he's like, he normally hits it. So he has too much confidence, which at some point, I'm telling you, I remember there was a time not that long ago that I was like, I can still do a front handspring. That's not hard. That wasn't a big deal. And I was like, kid, I could do like, I could keep that shit going. I could do like six of them in a row, no problem. And I did one, and I hit on my feet, and I landed it, and I went, that shook my like bone structure.
Dude.
And I was like, never again.
Yeah.
I felt like something went wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, it felt like every bone that has cartilage in between it all
shook.
Hit at the same time. And it was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm out of that phase
Rattled
in my life.
Rattled out of place. I agree.
Yeah. So I can only imagine the confidence you had at this age going into
this. Well, bro,
this.
I mean, this may have been pre me sound like a dickhead, but pre me being able to figure shit out and do things. You know what I mean?
Well, still.
I didn't have the confidence then, but I maybe did. Anyway. Doing the cartwheels, lady grabs your feet, spots you at the top, and then sets you down gently so you can get the form. I come up in my full Space Jam outfit, just feeling like him. I go up, do the cartwheel, foot at the top of the spin, my foot come up. She grabs my little ankles, off comes my pants. I'm just in my little underwear. I pull my underwear back up, walk off the gymnastics floor, and that was it. From that exact moment on, never did gymnastics again. They were trying to come out, corral me, and apologize to me. I told my mom, I was like, I'll never do it again.
You're already in the parking lot.
Done.
Yeah.
Give me the keys.
Yeah,
I'll go sit in the car.
Well, yeah. See, that's a great visual.
Yeah.
Pants blasting off anyone is
Let
funny.
Me tell you about
I don't
my
care
haircut.
How old I get.
You
know what it is. I don't. You don't even. You've never told me. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Growing up, I had a bowl cut, as did every child in the 90s. However, here's the thing.
You're looking like a damn mushroom.
Yeah, bro. I had, and it was just long, straight, you know, semi-blonde hair. I had a bowl cut for the longest time. My mom. Typically, I got haircuts with my dad. He'd come to pick me up on the days that I would be with him. One night in the school week, and he'd take me to the mall. I go get a haircut. You know what I mean? My mom would be like, now you take him, you will get a bowl cut. A bowl cut. And I was like, fuck yeah. I love the Chicago Bulls. Give me a bowl cut. B-U-L-L. I thought that I was getting a haircut to signify that I was a fan or one of the Chicago Bulls.
To
it was not
fair.
Until longer later in life that I realized it just meant B-O-W-L. You put a bowl on the head and cut straight across.
If you went to any, like, if you went to any Bulls games, and let's say you're above a certain sitting area.
Yeah.
You're on the high side, let's say.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All those kids had bowl cuts.
Yeah,
so
bro.
It might have been right.
Yeah. I had a buddy in second grade named Chase Nichols. Only other Chase in Ashby Bill as far as I've ever known. He moved second grade. Chase, if you're listening, buddy.
As far as I've ever
known. Hope you're
known.
Good. You had a fucking stellar bowl cut. I remember being like, Mom, look, I want my hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
He just had good volume in the back. Thought it was a good bowl cut.
Well, see, here's the thing. When I was a kid, I had curly hair.
Yeah.
And it's wiry, thick, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pull off any of these classic, you know, white kid looks. You know
what
I mean?
Didn't work, yeah.
It didn't go right. If I did that, I'd look like a shrub. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that. So I didn't have any, like, cool haircuts.
Yeah.
I had my hair like I did now for a vast majority of me being younger.
Yeah.
Just shaved as low as it would go.
Yeah.
And then I had it long for a long time as an adult, and that's it. Nothing, very few in between times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We're really jumping subjects today.
Hey, we're just talking, pal.
You guys got to ask more questions, or we're never going back to the other stuff.
We need more questions. We need more voice submissions. We have a couple voice submissions. We should do those.
Oh, we had good ones.
Yeah,
remember when I said somebody had great questions?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, they're still there. They're still there.
Okay,
we'll circle back to those.
We should probably do another one this week, actually, just to get ahead
a little bit.
So,
yeah. Let's do it.
We might have to double up, too, because we had a cancellation. So we'll get that done. So keep submitting. More is better. But I forgot about that shit. All right, we'll do that next time.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do
that
one maybe Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, we'll get it done. But yeah, thanks for who has submitted. Somebody submitted like a good one. Like
it was really
kind
of
sincere
them,
and like
back, yeah,
okay,
stellar.
Good.
Very earnest. Great. Loved it.
And that's the thing. I know we just talk about dumb shit, but that's just because, like, naturally, if you let us shift down far enough, that's where we go.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want us to get back to the fashion talk, we'll do it. We just need more questions so that we're not, you know, because I didn't want to, if we just keep talking about our wardrobes and me getting rid of more and more stuff to the point where I'm wearing, like, four things now. Yeah, but I'm rebuilding too at the same time, so we'll have to get into that at some point if anyone cares. But we've got stuff. We've got a good a topic coming up too, because we got to talk about our return to Japan.
Yeah,
so we'll have to do that soon.
Going to new city this time, pal. Mm-hmm. We're finna flex.
Fitting to flex.
Yes, sir.
So Japan, prepare yourselves. For us to be
Family Mart, I will be back inside of you.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Well, I didn't think. Oh, do we need to do the? Was there a hot take? Someone was asking.
We could do a hot take, or we could save it for the next one.
Let's save it. Somebody asked a good one, so let's save it.
Because I do want to get into it because I do have. If you could believe this or not, I've got opinions. So.
Mm-hmm. They will be crazier than whatever you think. If I asked you to be like, hey, rank the colors, you'd be like, okay. You're like, how did you? Okay, so we'll save all. We got a bunch of good stuff, so we got more for solos, and I don't know what the hell we talked about today. So we'll hope that it was good.
Yeah, thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for being here, being present. Thank you for listening to the podcast, coming to the party, buying stuff from us, being our friends.
Yeah, and like no joking around, like 7 years is, you know, I'm not going to ever give it to myself, but I'll give it to everyone else involved. It's retail is really hard. A lot of businesses do not last 7 years or longer even. So, or you know, some people don't make it past five. I mean, it's a really tough business. And we can't do it without people listening to this, buying from us, participating in whatever way they do, whether you're shopping with us or just participating in our atmosphere. So thank you to everyone listening and everyone.
Thank you to everybody listening. And also thank you to everybody who works for us that is not in this room right now. Also just.
Yeah. And there's no small jobs here, and there's no like small efforts.
That's what
and like every single person that's done stuff is allowing another person to do something else,
exactly.
And whatever it is. Yeah. And we can't. There's absolutely. I think that was the thing about seeing everyone in that room was like, oh, we can't do this. I can't do this on my own anymore. I used to be able to be like, well, if those a couple people quit,
me,
I
you, and Abby can do it. Yeah,
and keep it going. You know what I mean? But it's no longer that way at all. So. Deep respect to everybody that's
means
helping
the world,
out. And then again, if you've been following us with this, and if you listen this closely, it really does mean a lot to Chase and I that, you know, that we get to do this for fun, because this is really, it's a fun thing to do, and it furthers the business, and we get to keep doing cool things there. So, you know, thanks for helping, you know, make dreams come true, as boring and lame as that is, but it really is like, it's a really fun thing to do for a living.
Yeah.
So.
And to send off, I think I mentioned this on the pod, but it is nice to take this moment, you and I, and with the rest of the staff, to be like, you know, 5 years ago, we'd be fucking gassed if we could, from a bird's eye view, see what we're doing in this exact moment, or see what Saturday looked like. And it's just cool to take that moment to appreciate it. So,
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.